This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Police in Racine are still investigating that deadly shooting at Chicken Palace Sunday night. A man was shot inside the restaurant and later died, marking one of three weekend shootings in the city. Dick Cheney's political journey began in Wisconsin, where he studied at UW-Madison and worked for Governor Warren Knowles. The former vice president has passed at the age of 84. Kenosha County Representative Amanda Nedweski is pushing to make grooming children a felony in Wisconsin. The plan comes after a former teacher's misconduct case. The NTSB says communication failures caused the fatal Kenosha train accident that killed a Union Pacific worker last year. New safety rules have been added to stop trains when crews are nearby. Downtown Racine kicks off the holidays this Saturday with the parade and tree lighting on Monument Square. Festivities get going at 4:45 with music, followed by the parade at 5:30, and fireworks and the tree lighting to wrap up the night. And a $50,000 Powerball ticket was sold at Festival Foods in Summers Saturday. It's one of six big Wisconsin wins in the past 3 weeks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Bucks win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, a Bucks victory thanks to a jump shot at the buzzer by Giannis Antetokounmpo. 117-115 over the Pacers. Doc Rivers says, though, Giannis is getting fouled every night and not getting the calls.
I just think the way he gets officiated is not right. It's brutal, and hell, we can call a foul every time. Well, if you do, they'll stop fouling him. So, anyway, we won.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight in Toronto against the Raptors. College hoops, number 24th ranked Wisconsin over Campbell University, 96-64. Marquette beat Albany, 80-53. NFL, a report says Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs will now miss time with a sprained knee, and tight end Tucker Kraft out for the season with a torn ACL.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 59 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, little breezy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.